Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
To have your company this Wednesday afternoon again. Well, the sun is shining, so it's time for us to take 25. Sit back, relax, pour yourself a cuppa, and join the conversation. You're listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Break free. I want to.
Oh, that's a great song, isn't it? And I'm sure if Kim was here in the studio with me, we'd be boogieing away to that. But it's kind of hard sometimes to boogie to yourself. But there you go. Anyway, we're just trying to get hold of Kim and to continue her story in regards what it's like to move from the big smoke to the little smoke or even the puff of smoke. She's a wee way out, isn't she, down at Waihee Beach. And it's really interesting, isn't it? And just kind of thinking about when you do leave the big city where everything's there at your fingertips to suddenly how maybe you have to change a few things and that convenience is maybe not quite there as we're going. Now, I'm just looking at my producer through the window. He's not managing to get hold of Kim. There's obviously some challenge. I suppose that's what life's all about, isn't it? That it is a bit of a challenge where sometimes you had things planned and they just don't quite work out and you suddenly have to think on your feet and change what you're about to do. You know, and as I'm saying that, I can, you know, hear Kim in my head as a coach going, you have to plan, you have to plan. And she knows very much that I'm not a planner because things do go wrong. And there you go. Here we are trying to connect with Kim and our well and best laid plans are not quite working as we did. But that's all right. We'll keep trying and we may get her or we'll just have to catch up with her next week. Anyway, in the meantime, we'll have to go and have a look on Facebook and see that picture of her down in her new life at Waihee Beach Resort and them having a whole lot of fun, you know, starting her day on the beach. What more could we actually ask for? So now I have to think a little bit on my feet now and think, God, what are we going to talk about today? And my brain's a little bit dead today, but sometimes that happens on a Wednesday. Well, actually, sometimes it happens each day, really, doesn't it? You get into that time and it's starting to get busy now and, you know, you're trying to fit everything in again. So while my brain kicks itself into gear, I think what we'll do is we'll play a bit of music and I'll be back with you shortly. Well, there was a great song for me just to be able to take a moment, regroup and think about something that we might just chat about today. Now, while we were going to talk about Kim's new life down in Waihee Beach, I thought, well, we still can't get hold of her, so we'll talk a little bit about my life and the life on the little lifestyle block and the exciting things that are happening right throughout all of this weather and things like that. So, chicks are my life at the moment. I have got chicks in all stages of their life, some in the house, some in the garage, some in the lawn, and then once they've finally graduated there, they will finally get up to the orchard. So it's been quite an interesting journey with our little chicks. So we've got an incubator and we incubate our own eggs. Now, would you believe it? You can just order eggs online and they appear in your letterbox. There you go. So we've actually had some eggs from a chicken farm down in Nelson, one in Waiuku. And so getting different types of breeds of chicken. Now, our eggs take 21 days once the moment they go into the incubator. It takes them 21 days to hatch. And sometimes we're lucky enough to actually watch them hatch out of their egg. At first you see a little crack in the eggshell. And if you stand there long enough, because sometimes it takes them ages to hatch, other ones will hatch quite quickly. But if you're sitting there watching them, you can sometimes see that crack get bigger and bigger. And then finally they kind of, the shell cracks, and usually they're laying on their back and their feet are kind of in the air. And yeah, there they are, the little chickens. So I'm a kind of a little bit of a softie, and they often get to stay in the house for a couple of days, just in a banana box, you know. There they are while they're trying to get used to life and figure out how to drink and eat. And they're pretty good at doing that themselves, actually. Chickens don't need a lot of help. It seems to be something that's bred into them in their genetics, that they know how to eat and drink. And it's probably actually one of the only mammals or birds, I'm unsure, that doesn't actually need its mother to give it feed. So that's the easy bit. Now, of course, they do chirp a wee bit, which means, you know, Jeff wants them kicked out of the house pretty quickly. And yeah, they're a little bit noisy. Some, you know, they like to chirp away to the television as we're watching it. So they head out to the garage, and one of the things that you do have to do with chicks is to keep them warm. So we have a little heat plate that they can sit under, and yeah, and then they just sit there and eat, have fun, and drink and grow. And one of the things that we have found about chooks, and mind, I am no expert, and I'm always having to turn to the book that we have on chickens to figure out what I'm doing wrong and what I'm doing right. But they do have a pecking order. So when we do hear about that pecking order, it is true. And one of the things that we've found we have to do is to introduce the chicks to the chickens, the big chickens. You can't just plonk them in there. They don't like that. So once they've grown to about 8 weeks, they're big enough to go up to the orchard, and we keep them in a pen for a while so that the other chickens can see them and get used to them, and then we let them out. But someone once gave me a hint, and it's probably the biggest best bit of advice I've had. So as you introduce the chicks to the chickens, that you give them a little kind of escape route. So while we put a pen in the orchard, when we start letting them out, we just have a little doorway where the chicks can get in and out of, but the chickens can't get in. So if the chickens get a bit grumpy and start fighting with them, they've got somewhere to run to and get back in. So apart from all the chickens we've been incubating, we've also got one of the chickens itself has had hatched 4 chicks. And that was a little interesting exercise. It's the first time that we have let one of our chickens hatch their eggs, because they do go quite clucky. And so then there was another dilemma. When do I let her out with all the other chickens? Will they attack her chicks? It's not, you just got to learn these things, don't you, and just see how they go. But knowing the pecking order I'm always a little bit apprehensive to when to put them in, when to let them out. So that's my little dilemma at the moment on down on the little lifestyle blog. Let's just take a break and we'll be back and we'll maybe be talking about the ponies. If you've just joined us, we haven't managed to get hold of Kim, so here I am chatting away about our little menagerie on the lifestyle block. So there were the chickens and chicks, and now to the ponies. So two little miniature ponies, Phoenix and Charlie, who keep us well entertained. One thing ponies do, like dogs need, is to go for walks. And, well, you know, interestingly enough, I do take them for walks in the forest, but I'm not sure who's walking who. And sometimes it's me, I think, getting walked by the ponies as they go and frolic away amongst the pine trees. But one thing, now they're both have just turned 2 years old, so I'm teaching them to do little to jump. And so I've made a couple of little jumps, and we're having a little bit of fun teaching them how to jump. And Charlie, who thinks he's a very pretty boy, makes huge big leaps over this tiny little jump. It's as if he's jumping a barrel. But anyway, he's got it and having a bit of fun. Phoenix, he's a little bit of a dreamer, and he just kind of plods over them, you know, as much effort as is needed to get over it. So we're having a little bit of fun trying to jump. Of course, I'm the one that has to jump the jump first to teach him how to jump. So I can imagine if anybody was watching, it would look quite comical. Here's this human jumping the horse's jumps and, you know, the pony's jumping behind her. But, well, we all have to figure out how to do and how to train our animals to have a bit of fun. I think one thing that I actually might do after I've finished teaching them to jump is the slalom, the kind of in and out the... Is it the slalom? You know, when you go wriggle out in between the poles. Anyway, we're going to have some fun with that. But they certainly do keep us entertained. And, yeah, as they're not going to grow any bigger. They're about as big as... What would they be about as big as? One of the big dogs that you see, you know, those big breed dogs, they're about that big. So, yeah, something someone always said to me, well, on a lifestyle block, everything should have a job or a role within that lifestyle block. And while everybody thinks they're pets, they're not actually, because ponies poop, and poop's great for compost for the garden. Compost has got to come from somewhere, doesn't it? Anyway, that's a little bit about the lifestyle block. Apart from, what else have we got? We won't talk about them today. We've got the bees, we've got four beehives, and we've got a few cattle as well. So harvesting honey, that comes next weekend, so that'll be fun. As well as we harvest the honey, we leave enough honey in there for the bees over the winter as well. So I'll be looking forward to some hot toast slathered with butter and fresh honey next week. Well, that's it from me. We'll have to try and connect with Kim next week, so hang on in there. And again, just a reminder, she'll be talking about what it's like to have moved from the big smoke down to the wee puff of smoke. In the meantime, have fun, and yeah, just go out there and do it. We'll see you the same time, same place next week.